We are learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Lamed Amud Beis, but we're starting from the Mishnah Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the Mishnah on the bottom. Shloisha Achim Shnayim Mehem Nesun Shtei Achoyes. You have three brothers, two of them married two sisters, Ve'echad Nasui Nachrus, and one is married a non-sister. Girish Echad Abali Achoyes Ishtai. That means Reuven gave a get to his wife, Umeis Nasu Nachrus, and then the Nasu Nachrus died, which means Levi died. Now Levi's wife forced even to Reuven and Shimon. His wife is mutter to Reuven and Shimon. But Konsum Agarish. But Reuven, who had divorced the sister, he went and married the Nachris. And then Umeis, then Reuven died. This case, his wife is mutter to Shimon. You know why his wife is mutter to Shimon? Because his wife was never a co-wife together with the Achoyes Ishtoi. Zui Shomru Vakulam Shemesu and Iskarashu Tsereseim Mataris. This is the case where we say a klal that any time the erva dies or gets divorced, the tzar is mutter. Again, why? Because here, Reuven was never married to Shimon's wife's sister together with someone else. He first divorced her, and then he did yibum on Levi's wife. And even more, it's in the Mishnah Zavuyer, that he did the gerushin before even Levi died. And that will be a nafkamina, as we see the Gemara. But like upon him, in this case, where he divorced her before Levi died, and Levi died and he went ahead to Yibum on Levi's wife, it's mutter to Shimon, no problem, because this wife had no shaykhis to the Achoyes Ishtoi. So Zok the Gemara, Taima the Girish v'achach meis. It's mashmar Mishnah, like we just spoke out, that only Reuven did the Gerishin before Levi died. Girish v'achach meis. Aval meis. Let's say Levi dies v'achach girish. There will be asura. If Levi dies and then Reuven gives a get, it's also why? Because when Levi dies, so then it was a zika. Even though it was zika to Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, but if we hold the zika by two brothers, it comes out Levi's wife is zakuk. It's connected to Reuven, and Reuven at this time is still married to Achoyes Ishtoi. So even though he divorced her first before he went ahead and married Levi's wife, but since at one point there was a zika to Reuven, and Reuven at that point was married to the sister, so the little bit tzaras erva, and it'll be also the Shimon. That's his mashman our Mishnah. It says dafka girish v'achar meitz. Aval meitz v'achar girish, if he first died, Levi died first, v'achar girish, asur will be also. Om Rav Ashi, zaysa marish, yes, zika, fil b'tray achi. See from this diak, see from our Mishnah, that zika even by two brothers. So that's what it says. Gevaldik. The problem is, we just learned on top of daf lamed, this omid itself, that the first Mishnah on the Amid is Mevuyer Ein Zika. Because the first Mishnah on the Amid says that if you have two brothers married to sisters and a third brother, and one of the Balei Achoyes died, Reuven died, and Levi did Maimer to the Reuven's wife, then his wife becomes a Tzaras Erva. Mashenkiv did no Maimer. Even though it's one brother, there's no Tzaras Erva. Why not? Even though it's a Zika to him, there's no Tzaras Erva. And so Rav Nachman said, why? Because it's Ein Zika. And here we're saying, all of a sudden, that's Mashva Yesh Zika. So we have Mastira, the two Mishnayas. This Mishnah is Mavuyer, where it says, your first Girish and then Mace, we hold Yesh Zika. And the Mishnah on top, where it says that only with Maimer, there's a path to the Nachris, a little bit Mixas, only with Maimer, it's Mavuyer Ein Zika, so it's Mastira. So Rav Ashi, Kasha de Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman's Dik is Sharon Rav Ashi. Omolach Rav Ashi, Hu Adin, the Apagav Loi Ovid Ba Maimer, Nachris Miklitz Chotza. Truth is, Rav Ashi says in the first Mishnah, you're right. Even without Maimer, the Nachris cannot do Yibum. Even without Maimer, she's not a Tzaras Erva. Yeah, yes, Zika says she's still a Tzaras Erva with the Achoyes Ishtoi that fell from Reuven who died. You really, there also, you cannot do Yibum because you're still a Achoyes Ishtoi. So why did the Mishnah say that? Why did Mishnah say Maimer? Let's read in Tzad. Who did not begav le'ov ba Maimer Nachris Michas Chalta Yibum ilo Yivama? Why did it say Maimer? Lafuke Beishamai, don't Maimer Koine King Gomer. The Kiddush is, it says Maimer to come to Lafuke Beishamai, holds Koine King Gomer. And then, if it's Koine Gomer, you won't even need Chalitza, it'll be a real Tzara Sarva. Kamash Wallah and Deloike Beishamai. So Rav Ashi says, really old Yashika. Aye, the first Mishnah on top, why did it say a case of Maimer? That is coming to teach us that even though there's Maimer, and Maimer is Koine King Gomer, according to Beishamai, we hold not like that. And therefore, you need Chalitza like upon. According to Beishamai, Maimer Koine King Gomer, we not need Chalitza. Actually, Beishamai holds Tzara Sarva's Motum. It just means, in Beishamai, Shita of Maimer Koine King Gomer. If you held Koine King Gomer, so then, it would be completely married to Levi. It would not, and then, it would be a Tzara Sarva. Kamash v'lon our Mishnah needs chalitza. But Avada, but we could have set a case even without Maimon. Okay, so that's how Rav Ashi answers up Mishnah. The problem Rav Nachman has here, right? Rav Nachman learns the first Mishnah is Avuya Ein Zika. So it's Avuya Ein Zika. So what's Pshat on our Mishnah at the bottom here that says, Yesh Zika, because it says you have to be Megarish before the mace. But if it was mace for Megarish, then it would be considered a co-wife of a Chayis Ishtoi. So Rav Nachman kashed the Rav Ashi. V'chi Temi, I'll say the same thing. The Hu Adin, Tafilu Mace, V'achach Girish, Tzoros Materis. You want to say, by the way, even if it's mace and achagir is shirosim ataris, you'll say, really, our mishnah is lav davka. Even if first Levi dies, even a case where first Levi dies and then Reuven is Megarish's wife, you'll say even there, it's not called co-wife. I say we're married together because you hold ein zika. Maybe that's the case. So, but the problem is then Ella zuhi lemute mai. What's coming to Lafuke? Because the Mishnah then says, this is the case that the Kulam Shemesu and Iskarashu Tzarasei Mataris. This is the case where the Tzara is Mutter. Which case is not Mutter? So Bishlof learned that Yehudi Yashjika, so we're saying, this is the only case that it works because they were Megarish before Mace. But now we're saying, even Mace and then Megarish is not called the Tzara's Erva. So what does it mean? This is a case that's Mutter and the different case is not Mutter. So Mara says, I'll tell you what's Lamute. It's called the Mute, a much better case, that if Reuven went ahead and did Yibum to Levi's wife, and then Reuven divorced his wife, and then Reuven died, in that case, even though Bashas Misa, there's no Tzaras Erva, still, there'll be a case of, this is simply considered a Tzara Erva, since they were married together at one time. It's called a Surah Shayim Apilim. Since they were married at one time together, that would be a case where we'll be a Ptur of Tzara Erva. That's Lamute. Only this is not a Ptur of Tzara Erva. But Kanas Vacha Girish, if he married, Reuven actually married Levi's wife and then he divorced the other wife, the Allah will be is, it is called Tzara Erva. So that's Pshat, so it's very good. So who are then really if Meis Vacha Girish? What's Zuhi Lemute? Zuhi Lemute, a case of Konas Vach Girish. So the Gemara, Honi Chayisav Lor Krav Yirmiya, that's good, Hola Krav Yirmiya. The Omar of Yirmiya made a diak from the first Mishnah of the Masechta, that there, the first Mishnah of the Masechta holds that even Konas Vach Girish, as long as you're Megarish before he dies, there's no Tzaras Erva. So it sounds like that's also good. So if our Mishnah is coming Lafuke that, you have to say that Omar Tavra Misha Shalazula Shazu, you have to say it's Machlekes. Our Mishnah with the first Mishnah of the Masechta. V'hai Tana Sova Misa Vapelas. And the Tana of a first Mishnah holds Misa Vapelas. That B'shas Misi, look at there if you have a Tzaras Erva or not. V'hai Tana, and our Mishnah over here, you look at the Nesuin. Sova Nesuin Hashanim Apilim. Look if they were married together. So Zuli Mata Mute Konas of Girish. Then it's very geschmack that Zuli is going to exclude Konas of Girish. That's Konas of Girish is going to exclude that case. That case is Tako Otsaras Erva. Eli Savalok Rava. If you all like Rava, Domachatanu, Vizuvain Sarakla Mazukatani. If you all like Rava, holds that Zuva Ain Sarakla Mazukatani, and both of them are cases where if you're Megarish before Reuven died, if he's Megarish's wife, it's not Tzaras Erva. So Zuhi Lemutimai, so what are we coming to exclude? What are we coming to exclude? Mara says, it must be, if you hold like Rav Nachman, who holds that our Mishnah holds even Girish, even holds Mace, even holds a case of Mace, Vacha Girish, is a case of Mutter, then Zuhi Lemutei has to be going on this case. Has to be going on a case of Konas V'Achach Girish, and he has to hold, like Rabbi Yirmiyahu holds, this Mishnah argues in the first Mishnah. Sakta Gemara, V'la Rava, what about Rava? Rava holds that our Mishnah and the first Mishnah both hold that as long as B'Shas Misa, there wasn't a marriage, so then the halach is that you could do Yibum. There's no Tzaras Erva. So Rava Hanichi, Savala Karev Ashi, so if you're like Rav Ashi, Zuhi Limute may play Girish. So then you can say that Zuhi Lemute, a case like this, that there was no Girish whatsoever. If Mace, Beloy Girish, which means that Levi dies, and it's his wife falls to Reuven, then Reuven dies. So that case, the halach is, you can't do Yibum on Levi's wife anymore. Why? Because the Zika made that Levi's wife was connected with Reuven's wife, and it was a Tzaras Erva B'Zika. So then we say Zui Lemute that only the case of our Mishnah is good. But it's coming to exclude the case of Rav Ashi where the case of Rav Ashi where there's Yashzika, and there Meisplay Girish be a prop. Eli Savloik Rav Nachman, if he holds Rav Nachman, they're going in Zika. So Zui Lemute Mai, what are we coming to exclude? Which case is a case where even though you could say it's mutter, it's not mutter? What's the case? Because basically, in every case, Fi Rava, every case, basically, if you hold like Rav Nachman, is a case where it's mutter. That means if he did a gerushin before Levi died, it's pashas mutter. If he did gerushin after Levi died, ein zika, it's also pashas mutter. If he did gerushin before Reuven himself died, even though they got married together, it's also good according to Rava. So what's the case that's no good? So Elamai Akarchoch Rav Ashi Svirle. He must hold like Rav Ashi, and he holds the Yesh Zika. So if he holds Yesh Zika, so then there's a if the halach is Levi dies and then Reuven dies. So since at one point Levi's wife was zakuk to Reuven and Reuven was married to Shimon's wife's sister, so therefore Levi's wife becomes a tzaras erva, and Shimon cannot do even now on Levi's wife. Why not? Because tzaras erva bezika. Rashi runs a question that why don't you say even without the tzaras erva, maybe it should be a eshes ne'achim a little bit. It's Levi's wife and Reuven's wife. So he says that's not a problem. So Rashi asks his kasha, and Rashi says, only says shugzeira, only by maimer. We do maimer because they didn't say two yavamis abas v'aisachad. Only by maimer, you don't say it by zika such shugzeira of eishes neimesim. Akaponim, the fi rava when it come lafuke the case. In this case, you'll not be able to do yibum. In a case where Levi dies and then Reuben dies, there was no gerushin whatsoever. Since the shtikl tzaras ever, they will not be able to do yibum. Ad kan. That those sugyas of Zika and Tzaras Erva. Now I want to go into Vaita Tzaras Erva about Sveikas. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Taflamana Beis the Mishnah Vaita. The Kula. All the Tezvav Arayis that we learned in the first Mishnah in the Masechta, the Kulon, Shehoiba Kedushin Oigerishin Besafik, Hareyo Tzaras Cholzos Lemes Yavmas. This Tzaras Erva, this co-wife, cannot do even. Why not? Because she is in a union together with a tzaras erva. She's a co-wife together with a tzaras erva. If that tzaras erva, his own marriage, is a suffik, so then she'll need chalitza because she's not a vada tzaras erva. They're either suffik kedushin or suffik gerushin, which means either she's suffik because she's divorced or suffik because she's married.
It's not going on a regular husband and wife.
No, the husband and wife, the regular husband and wife, there's a regular husband and wife, and the husband and wife, now this husband married an erva. A erva to Shimon. Married an erva to Shimon. But it's a suffik kedushin. We'll see if the case is others. Or he was married to that erva and he gave her a get, and it's a problem with the get. So those cases, he can't say that his wife, his current wife, is potter for tzaras erva because it's not potter tzaras erva. Maybe this erva is divorced or never married. So therefore, the tzaras erva is a suffik. So kulam shayavam kedushin, agarish misafik, reyel akar tzaras, chalsus lovis yavmas, they do chalitza about ibum. Now, the mystic is examples. Kate said Safa Kedushin. What's an example of Safa Kedushin? If Reuven threw to Shimon's Erva, Zarek La Kedushin, he threw her Kedushin. Now, luckily, if he threw Kedushin with the four amas of her, then she's kainit, because a person's four amas around them is kainit. Now, but let's say the Safik, if it's within your four amas or the Isha's four amas, Zarek La Kedushin, Safa Karav Law, you Safa Karav Law. It's a Safik if it's closer to him or closer to her. Zeu Safik Kedushin. That's a Safik Kedushin. And then the Tzara will be Chiletzas, Lemis Yavemes. Why? Because we're not sure Tzara's Erva. It's a Safik Tzara's Erva. Safik Gerish. What's an example of Safik Gerish? Three examples. Kosav Biksav Yodoy Ve'inilav Eidim. Yeshilav Eid Ve'in Bezman. Yesh Bezman Ve'in Bezman. Zeu Safik Gerish. That means like this, the Rashi explains. These three Gittin. A kosher medraisa, but pasul medrabanan. The first one is you didn't have edim in it, but you wrote a ksav yodai. And medraisa ksav yodai works. Rashi says you learned it out from that. You see, from by mechira it works, which is shver Rashi because the mammon is different than ishus than the gerishin balakabonim. Ksav yodai, your own handwriting doesn't need edim medraisa. Medrabanan is edim. The second case is yeshul edim mizman. The rabbanon was sakin. You have to have zman in the shtar in the get. If you don't have a zman, it's possible midrabanan. The third case is it has a zman, but only has one eid. So what's it sad that's a good, why taka midrash is a good? Because you consider the ksav yada cipher, the cipher's handwriting, the second eid. So midrash is good. But midrash is not good. All these three things, midrabanan is no good. Therefore, midrabbanon, she is a safek, she's a tzaras erva, and therefore you need chalitza. Zeh safek gerushin. This is a case of safek gerushin. So safek gerushin, we give a case that you threw her the money or the ring, and it, we're not sure if it landed close enough to her or not. By safek gerushin, we give an example of the three cases of that called gitim psulim midrabbanon, ksav yaday, or ein bayzman, or ein bayaladecha. Zakta Gemara, Vilo by Gerishin, but by Gerishin we don't say, you know, by Gerishin could have said the same case as Kedushin. You threw a get, and we're not sure if it's close to her and close to him. Vilo by Gerishin, Safa Karavloi, Safa Karavloi, like Katani doesn't say a case of Safa Karavloi, Safa Karavloi. Why not? My timer, why not? Why didn't it say a case of Safa Karavloi, Safa Karavloi? Should be the same thing. My timer, why didn't it say that case? I'm a rabbi, I'll tell you why not. Isha Zu, Becheskas Heta Lashuk Emedes. We have over here, Reuven's married to Shimon's erva, which means like Shimon's daughter. He's married to Shimon's daughter and another woman. Now, the woman number two, we'll call her Bracha. Bracha's mutter l'shok. Why? Because Bracha's a tzaras erva. So the chazaka is that she's going to be a tzaras erva. And now you throw a get at her, at the erva. So you want to say, misafik, now she can't do yibamen. She can't go to l'shok anymore. She has to do chalitza misafik. So there's a chazaka that she's mutl l'shuk, and that will paskenize the safik. Amar Rabba, isha zu becheskes heta l'shuk aymedes umisafik atabala oisra. Al ta'asra misafik. Don't ask her misafik. Don't ask her misafik. Agav in this mishnah smashma, from this gemara smashma, that even though you give the get after they were married together, still it will work, the get would work to make her mutter to yibum, which is only according to one man diyama, like we learned before. Taisus deals with this, Taisus de Masla Isha deals with that. We're not going to get into that now. Akaponim, so Rabbi says, here there's a chazaka. The chazaka says that bracha is mutter l'shuk, she's a tzaras erva. Oh, you want to say you got rid of the erva? No, it's a safik. The chazaka says that never happened. You never gave a get. Never gave a get. Amalei Abaye Yachi. So Abai has a kasha that if you say such a chazaka, so by kedushin also we were suffer kedushin. We said a case of kedushin by kedushin, they were happy to pass her up to yibum, even though the chesek hetel yavam bracha that case was hetel yavam, and now he gave kedushin to Shimon's daughter, and that became an erva to Shimon, and misafik we asked her. Don't ask her. Say the chazaka that she's mutal yava and paskin zerois. So my answer is hosom l'chumra. I'm making a chumra. You're right. Be'etzem, the chazaka would say that she's mutal to yibum. Bracha's mutal to yibum. M'chumra we do chalitza. And we'll see more later on. We'll ask, why don't we say the same kasha chumra by get as well? But more saying by safakar Allah, the chazaka won't paskin zerois, you go l'chumra. Great thing, Gemara, if you do that chumra and you say that it looks like it's called a kedushin because you're not laying the yibum, so you're saying it looks like it's a kedushin to the erva. So hay chumah does the kulahu. It's a bit chumah that comes to the kula. Why? Zimun the ozlhu mekadosh la la'achaisa kedushi vaday. Maybe this guy Reuven who's married to Bracha and gave a self kedushin to the erva will now mekadosh the sister of the erva also. Vinami zimun the ozlacha mekadosh la lidida. Or someone else gave kedushin to this erva after Reuven gave a suffer kedushin to her. And if we say you can't do yibum, so people say, oh, it's a good kedushin. So, the kibun the asa lo amara lo tzara le yibum, since he's saying that yavum is asa to do, the tzara is asa to do yibum, so we'll say, army, the kama kedushin, the first one's a kedushin, the bashlav kedushin. And we'll say the second one is not a kedushin. The second one's not a kedushin. And they're going to say the second one's not a kedushin, and what's going to happen is that the second one's not a kedushin. Let's say a different brother one day marries, a different brother of his goes and marries this second achayso who says not a kedushin. And her kedushin also a safek kedushin because the first kedushin was a safek also. So if you machmer not do yibum, people are going to think that it's a real kedushin, the first kedushin, and that will make problems for her sister. Zok to Gemara, no. Kiven the kamatzrachas chalitza, since you need chalitza also. And you're not letting them, and since you need chalitza, so if it would be kedusha vada, you wouldn't need chalitza. If it's kedusha vada, then she would go out, bracha would go out al tzara zarva. Keep the matzos chalitza, since he's saying bracha needs chalitza, made the yad chumra amhu. You know it's a chumra ba'am. So, upon him, we're going to stop here. We're coming out of here. The Gemara said, by Suffolk Gerish, you want to say a case of Suffolk Karolos or like, why? Because Chazaka that says that Chazaka that Bracha was Mutl Shuk will pass Gedanos. So, Frank Gemara, by Kedushin also, let's say that Bracha was Mutl Yibun should pass Gedanos. The Gemara says, no, we'll machman her that she can't do Yibum. She can't do Yibum, machman her, she can't do Yibum. Frank Gemara, machman her, can't do Yibum. It's a sound like that the heir is really married to Reuven, and that will make problems. Because people will think that let's say Reuven gives kedushin to their sister, it doesn't work, or someone else will kaddish her, it won't work because it's a good kedushin. Because he's saying that it becomes Sarah's Erev, it can't do Yibum, so it sounds like that you hold it's a valid kedushin. Mar says no, since you're making her do chalitza, and given they making her do chalitza, and you're not letting go of l'shuk, so we see that not so posh, that's the first kedushin, and people know that's only a safek.